Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're going to be hearing a bit of the idea that Carly came up with for Headland. I'm not going to spoil it here, actually. You hear it in the podcast.
Oh, we're going to
Well, I don't want to spoil. Yeah, because I mean, it's going to play that, right? So yeah. You don't want to tease it. We'll say hit.com.au is the website to go to.
I don't want to downplay it, so I'm not going to. It's an amazing idea. It's huge. It's revolutionary.
It's big. We'll see how it all comes to be, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, it is one of those things where it could be the best or the worst.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And no in between.
So one extreme or the other. What are we going to get?
That's it. Hey, speaking of what you're going to get, Alpha Bucks, here is your letter for tomorrow. E for echo. Now,
E for what?
Echo, 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 echo.
Have you ever done an echo before?
What does that mean?
Like you've been somewhere where you can properly do an echo.
Yeah, absolutely. Like this mountains, New Zealand, that I was at, and I was like yelling that out. I do a big cooey.
I've always wanted to do a proper echo. I've only done one before, like in a big building.
Oh. No, like there's like Blackwood River, when I was like canoeing down that one, there's like bits where you could just yell and just be like carrying on. It was awesome.
I want to do like a nature echo.
A nature echo.
That is my goal.
Do you want to do a cooey? What would you yell with an echo?
Ooh, that's a good question. Would I go generic cooey? Yeah, I reckon. So, you know what? That's my goal while I'm here in WA. I'm going to find the best place in WA to do an echo and do my first nature echo.
I'm thinking Karrajeeni Gorges would probably be
your best bet. Yes, good call.
Yeah, I always my go-to is whenever I'm like kind of bushwalking, there's a place with a bit of an echo or something, and Julia hates it, I'd make like weird animal noises, in particular birds, like, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. But like,
sounds like you're about to break down some dubstep there.
A little bit, but ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Anyway, that's what we're doing. People probably want an answer, right? So,
oh, yeah.
Starting with E, let's do, this is a very, very, this is a hard one. All right, there's two hard ones, and this is like the hardest, because I don't know how to say it.
An
invertebrate animal, starting with E, an invertebrate animal.
Like an animal with an invertebrate?
I suppose. I don't know what
starting
even that means.
Starting with E, echidna.
I got earthworm on my sheet.
Wait, what is that?
Let's look it up, shall we?
Is it with a skeleton or without a skeleton?
I don't know. I assume without a skeleton.
Yeah, earthworm.
Invertebrate.
Jeez, aren't we a couple of smarties?
Animal.
Jeez, I feel like chocolate.
Invertebrate. All right, so okay. I've obviously spelt this wrong.
This is so, you know what? I feel like everyone's been there where they've said something and immediately had to Google it.
Absolutely.
Look, I do this once a day where I question myself.
I think
myself.
They've spelt it with an, okay, they've spelt it wrong. So that's not helping me out. But not the earthworm part, the actual question. It's spelt with an I and they've got
so
it with an E.
What so, is an animal with an invertebrate?
So it is a species of animals that either possess or develop a vertebrate. So you're right, yeah, they don't have a vertebrate. So they don't have like the spine essentially.
So they're spineless.
Yeah, so like your snails and slugs,
right.
Sea stars, but of course the one starting with E is an earthworm.
Okay.
You're going to say that word tomorrow on air anyway, so
oh,
have fun
geez.
With that.
Invertebrate.
Yeah, animal. I don't even know if this is going to make it into the podcast, so Carly will cut this all out.
Well, no, I hope Producer Belly keeps in the echo part.
I should keep the echo part in.
Because I really want to do that now.
All right,
it's
we'll
my
write
new
it down.
Life goal. And I want to know what I should echo. Like what I should say.
Like, bought a Jeep and then like the ad, you know. I don't know, options. Enjoy the podcast. We're out of here.
Behold! As Alan predicts, you have brand.
Definitely channeling something today. I'm channeling a type of car. I don't know if I've made that obvious yet, but I'm feeling something. And right now, Yael joins us, working up north. Good morning. Oh, Val. Why did I say Yael? What's wrong with me? Val. Sorry. Hello, Val.
Not off to a great start.
Val, how are y'all?
I'm really good, thanks, but it's Val.
Okay, Val. All right.
Okay.
That's not one of my questions. I get three questions. As long as I don't mess up your name, we should be fine. Val, first question. What is your footy team?
Val. The All Blacks.
The All Blacks. Oh, yeah, cool. All right, cool. Rugby, I like it. All right. Yeah. Good old fellow Kiwi here. Love it.
Yeah,
I might actually answer this one with the last one, but where was the last place overseas that you went to?
Cuba.
Cuba?
Oh.
Three. I know, right?
When was that? Like 5 years ago?
Oh, no. It was actually in 2019.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, I know.
Jeez, patient zero. All right, cool. Cuba, that would have been great. That's not my question. I just think Cuba would have been wonderful. Yeah, wow. All right, last question. What flavor of sundae do you order from Macca's?
Vanilla, but with the chocolate on top, not on the bottom.
Not on the bottom.
That was very popular when I was working the drive-thru.
Oh, okay. I'm a double fudge guy anyway. I'm not here to mess around. But that's good. Chocolate on top. Well, yeah. From all these questions that I've now asked, and I'm putting it all together now, you like the chocolate on top, you like something on top, you like the car. I'm doing that. Okay, there we go. I am locking in right now, Val, not Yal.
Yeah.
Val, Yal are driving a Toyota Hilux.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah. How does he
do it? Cut the music. This is the most rigged. You can't ask someone that drives a Toyota Hilux to call and then call a. No. Val?
It's Yal. Oh, sorry, it is Val.
Val? Yal, listen to me. This is completely rigged. I am not. No. I am reclaiming this trophy.
Val and I have no idea what you're talking about. Val, thank you so much for playing today. Trust me, really appreciate it. Let's hang out soon, all right?
That was fun. Thanks,
we'll get
guys.
We'll get some sundaes. Oh, there you go. I got rid of the little cloud that was hanging over my head now and officially got a win on the board.
I think you've cracked the code, haven't you?
I think I have. Next week, I'm feeling a Ford. Falcon. Here, breakfast with Alan and Carly. About to dive into a world that, I'll be honest, I don't really know too much about, which is why I'm really looking forward to learning about it. All about when it comes to getting pregnant, you need sperm. Right? Yep. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure I learned that in year three. I think it was year three. I'm not exactly sure. But where do you get it? If you don't have a man or you don't have someone in your life that you can get it, you kind of need to go on a wait list. And this is where we dive into the area that I don't know a lot about with our next guest, Rochelle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Now, Rochelle, from what I understand, you are currently on a wait list for a sperm donor. Is this right?
Yep, that's correct.
Wow. Now, tell us how this works.
If you've got lots of cash, you don't have a problem because you can get it from Europe or America.
Oh, really?
But within Australia, you pay to go on a wait list. There is guidelines for going onto that wait list. So you have to be under 45. You have to, be healthy, be going through the IVF process, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, wow.
And you have to pay to go on the wait list. And then once you're on the wait list, then you actually pay to get the sperm. And it's a much more reasonable cost than going for overseas sperm. But that's how the process works at this stage.
Wow.
Interesting. Now, you kind of mentioned multiple times along the way here that it does cost money. How much is that money? Because I'd hate to see people be priced out of the opportunity to have a baby. Is it affordable in your opinion?
Yeah, Australian sperm's definitely affordable. So it's $800. It's $200 to go on the wait list and then $800 for the sperm. As far as I'm aware, you can get two or three pregnancies from the tube of sperm. So if you wanted to have multiple children with the same sperm, you can. So that sperm donor doesn't become a father to 100 different...
That's what I was thinking,
That's how that part of it works.
And I imagine it's grade A kind of stuff. It's like if there's an actual wait list for it, right?
Well,
I'm trying to word that carefully, you know what I mean? Like, it's not
Is it Brad Pitt?
maybe not that grade A.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously these guys have to go through a health check and everything like that. They also have to go through counselling to be a sperm donor.
Wow.
So even if I had a friend that wanted to donate for me, they have to go through the counselling process and everything like that. Obviously, I wouldn't have to go on that wait list or anything like that. So there's guidelines for the guys. They don't get paid to do it or anything like that. So it's really just something if they feel the urge that they want to do or things like that.
Do you have an expectation of how long you could be on that list for?
I really don't know. I mean, the amount of sperm that they have varies over the time because they just don't know when they're going to have donors and things like that. So I have no idea how long the wait list is for. I've been on it since October and I agreed to go on it and quite quickly because I was turning 45 in February. So I needed to get on it before I turned 45. Otherwise, I wouldn't be allowed to go on it.
Well, good luck with it. Yeah. It's a really, really interesting subject that I've honestly known nothing about. And hopefully you'll be able to get that sperm, like, well, hopefully sooner rather than later, obviously.
I know. Time's running out for me. I need to get it quick.
Yeah, hurry up, guys. What are they doing? Come on. There's so many jokes I can make, but I'm not going to because I'm being a mature person this morning. But I tell you.
But in all honesty, Rochelle, it's so great you're being proactive in this area. I actually have a girlfriend of mine who has a 5-year plan, and it is to have a baby, and she's actually currently putting money into a bank account just in case she doesn't meet a man.
I love it. And, you know, I love the fact that, like, women don't need men anymore. I mean, kind of technically need one bit of a man, and that's it. I mean, as a species, I've always felt pretty useless. Good to know that. It's almost even more so now. In all seriousness, like, just good luck with it, and I really hope they get in touch with you soon and you do get that sperm donor.
Thank you so much. So do I.
Carly Porch.
Yeah, I'm literally feeling the pressure right now. So yesterday, Alan, I made a huge announcement for the show that we are heading to Port Hedland.
Next week.
The tickets are booked, and I just needed to get you on board, Alan, so we could then tell Big Boss Dan as to why we've charged some flights to the company credit card. Now, you were not behind my idea, weirdly, which is I want to go up there to meet up with a friend for coffee. Well,
not even
could
a friend.
Be a friend.
She literally messaged your inbox saying, hey, like, I'm keen to catch up for a coffee, and then you've taken the show to Hedland.
Yeah, well, you know what? I need some friends. And you just said, no, that's not good enough reason, which is so weird to me.
Look, I think, like, in your own time, go for your life, but I think if we're bringing the whole show there, it's like you need something a little bit more bigger. Like I said, like, the idea's not bad, just make it bigger.
Okay. You know? Well, Alan, press that little button in front of you, because I have made it the biggest it could ever be.
Okay, here we go.
Alan and Carly, speed mating! Can we be friends? Little tempo change there.
You say speed dating?
Speed mating, Alan.
What is...
Speed mating is the newest concept to come to Port Hedland. It is what Port Hedland has been waiting for years and years and years and years and years and years upon years, Alan.
Okay.
This is a revolutionary idea. So take speed dating.
Yep.
Take the dating out of it and put mates in there or potential mates.
Okay.
And that is speed mating, which is coming to Port Hedland, which, you know what? Friendships are going to be born.
You've definitely taken the idea and made it bigger. There is no question about that. Do you have idea of where we're doing this?
Yeah, I've already locked in a venue. We're going to the Walkabout Hotel. Everyone's invited that's looking for a mate. If you're looking for something else, maybe not the event for you.
So the bunch of people get together and then they're going to make potential mates out of it.
Well, I thought about this. I was like, surely I'm not the only one out there that's looking for some friends. Maybe people want to expand their social circle. Maybe we're just going to bring people together in Port Hedland.
Is this all because of the joke I made off air about the fact that I have a lot more friends than you around the state?
I think you touched a nerve there. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get the biggest bunch of people together and I'm going to force some friendships here so then I can be more popular in WA than you.
Okay. So I have numerous questions. Who made that opener, first of all?
Me.
Okay. Yep.
As you can tell.
had a feeling.
Blew the budget.
How can people get involved?
All you have to do... that's a good question, Alan, because I've covered
all... Do you have a plan? Are you serious?
Yes, I do. I have a plan. Here's the plan. Thanks to Lozzie and Promotions who helped me out. Hit.com.au. Just go to the website for Port Hedland. Register yourself there. It'll be up a little later. Put in your details and that's all you need to do. And then come along and we'll see you there for some laughs, friendships, and possibly the best night of your life.
And it's Walkabout Hotel
Hotel, yes.
With cold beer.
Cold beer, good food, and good vibes. Good vibes, TBC.
I reckon they get good vibes despite what you're going to be putting on. All right, well, I wish the intro was a little longer, if I'm being honest. The bed for the... Maybe do that in your production next time. Okay, no, I'm around it. This is cool. So
yeah, it's like literally going to be like speed dating.
Well, I forgot to ask when. When are we doing it? Like,
good question. TBC.
Here breakfast with Alan and Carly, Lego Masters, on tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9 as we are gearing up towards the end of the season. And someone that we've been watching this season is the team of Lexi and Rachel. One half of the team join us now. Lexi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, pleasure. The only female team this season. A bit of pressure going into that, or did you feel like you need to rep the girls?
Oh, so much pressure. Like, we just want to show Australia that, you know, girls can do Lego too and they can love Lego. And, you know, hopefully we get to go to finals week.
Oh, absolutely. My fingers are crossed for you girls. And let's take it back to the beginning, Lexi, because only recently learned about the cool process you go through to get on the show. So we heard from another contestant that you actually had Lego delivered to your house and had to build something. What did you build to get on the show?
Yeah, so we were in hard lockdown. So they sent us a suitcase of Lego and I funnily enough built some characters. So I had like a little girl in a bed and there was a scary clown under her bed.
Oh, cool. That's not crazy at all. All right.
It's all in good fun. You can build anything out of Lego.
Yeah, cool. Even things from nightmares.
Yeah, you can literally build your dreams and your nightmares.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The last couple of episodes, Lexi, I've noticed been a bit of tension between you and Rachel, it looks like. Is this editing or is it just kind of like that high stressful environment kind of like coming down on you guys?
Look, it's a crazy stressful environment to be in, but to then do that with a stranger, it's 1,000 times harder. So that's what you're seeing. We don't know each other and we're just trying to communicate.
So then how did you guys get paired together? Like, do they just kind of just source random people and just put them together and you met literally day one of filming?
Yeah, so we were solo applicants. We met about 3 days before we built the mermaids together. So we'd never built together and we literally just met.
Oh, that's so cool. And now you've got a friend for life.
Or do you, Lexi?
Oh, totally.
Who you have to split $100,000 with.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. It's really crazy because knowing that we're strangers, what we're able to create together, it blows my mind every single time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to take this with a grain of salt because it's coming from New Idea, but apparently there's been a leak as to who is winning this year. Apparently fan favourites Joss and Henry
are teaming to win now.
I know you can't confirm or deny. I won't do that to you, but do you think New Idea have an idea?
They don't because the winners don't know.
Oh.
How do they not know? What happened? Like, did you guys...
We filmed multiple scenarios, so the winners won't know until it airs.
Oh.
So there's no way anyone knows because nobody knows.
So, like, you guys are sitting there with your final builds, because I know that normally it's like they bring all the crowd in, they have a vote, and then, you know, Brickman, he has his vote as well. So have they done, like, just, like, a couple different endings there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
It's the way to keep the secret, so...
Yeah, but then when that happens, you're kind of like, you guys are like, we know. Is there a bit of that going on where they're doing the fake ending?
No, you really? Totally don't know. It could go like any way, yeah.
That's so interesting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, because obviously you guys aren't actors.
No.
So how weird does it feel to actually pretend or fake for national TV that you've won? Like, how excited did you go?
Yeah, you've got to really amp it up. Like, people want to see that excitement, and it does feel strange, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah, okay, so you got your acting chops. So what's the plan after Lego Masters? You want to keep a career in Lego? Is it to create more cat ear headbands that you sell yourself? What's the plan?
Look, I only went on the show to make my nieces and nephew proud. They're super into Lego and Lego Masters, so I've gotten everything I want out of it, and I just want to keep building Lego with them.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so wholesome. I really want you to win.
The show is wholesome as well.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely. Well, Lego Masters is on tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Lexi, thanks for the chat today.
Thank you.
Carly?
And Alan, I've spoken about this a little bit on the show, and that is that I'm on a quest to find some friends here in WA. In fact, I'm taking it on the road to Port Hedland next year. Tuesday, when we host our speed mating event at the Walkabout Hotel.
This is free, isn't it?
Free event. Everyone's welcome to come. You can register yourself right now, hit.com.au.
Okay, cool.
So hopefully I find some friends there because I'm going to need it after the weekend. So I was out a couple of weeks ago and I met this girl out. She was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is the kind of chick I want to be mates with. Like, just, you know, you just click with someone. Anyway. It was good to go. So she also said, you know what, as a little side thing, I do eyebrows.
That's good.
So I thought, great. So I booked myself in and she does it from her house.
Did you have that awkward moment like where, because for me, like my mate works at a bakery and I wanted to visit him and like it comes to the point where you go to pay and I'm keen to pay, but I don't know if they're going to try and give it for free. And then you have to do it with the awkward like, no, yes. Like in this like... That awkward kind of like...
I think I kind of tried to make it clear that, especially being new friends, and
absolutely.
I'm not out to exploit her from the get-go.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know?
I mean, yeah.
I'll expect mates rates when we're really good mates.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. No, that's really clarifying that, because it's always that awkwardness,
yeah,
isn't
no,
there?
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I'm not here for a discount. I'm just here to support you. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, also I thought, you know, she's trying to start this business. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, go to her place on the weekend. Also, just great excuse to kind of meet up with her as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So she's operating out of her house. Now, she starts telling me before we get into it how excited she is. I'm one of her first clients.
Oh, wow. And I'm like brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, all right. You know what? I'm here for friends, so let's
brand
just get on with it.
To waxing eyebrows.
Yep.
What could possibly go wrong?
I know, right? And okay. She's like, oh, would you like a little tint on them as well? Because I'm actually quite fair-skinned and I do tend to tint my eyebrows. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? She goes, you know what? I'm going to do a little unique colour mix to you. So she's mixing all these colours. Like, you know when you go to the paint store and you take it all in? So I might put a little tint of red to bring out your hair colour. I've got bright red hair at the moment.
You do have red hair, yeah.
I'm like, okay, and I'm watching her mix this concoction together and I'm like, don't say anything. You're here to make friends. You're not here to be a Karen. Nobody wants to be friends with a Karen.
Oh, God, this is so cringy. This is so awkward.
So, anyway, she pops the paste on and I kind of catch a glimpse of myself in a mirror she's got.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, jeez. Oh, God. Like, it is like Ronald McDonald the Clown.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was terrible. Anyway, she gets that off. Anyway, she's chatting. I don't even know if she's paying attention. She's waxing and chatting and I'm chatting and I'd forgotten about the Ronald McDonald eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I hear a... Mm.
From her?
Yeah. And I'm like, what? She's like, nothing.
Oh,
and then
no.
She's like, you want to catch up next weekend? I was like, yeah, let's catch up next weekend. Anyway, I look in the mirror, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
She has waxed. My eyebrows are penciled on right now.
Oh, is that one?
She has waxed the front of my eyebrow off. It's gone.
You've done a very good job with the pencil because I could not tell.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, I kind of can.
Yes.
It's a little bit darker.
And see the red tint to the eyebrows now.
So the red's not too bad, but I can see the pencil.
So I know what she's done, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to call it out. You got to learn somewhere.
Well, she knows what she did. She made the oop noise.
I think she knew. So anyway, I pay and then I thought, you know what? Lesson learnt here. I'm just not going to come back. And then she goes, oh, my God, I'm so excited to have a client. I've actually started these loyalty cards. I've signed your first one. And when you get to 5, you get a discount. And so she's like, I'll book you in for 4 weeks' time. And I'm there. And I'm like, what do I do? So I rebooked. And now I'm catching up with her next weekend. And now I'm like, can I be friends with this girl? I know this sounds very superficial, but if I go to someone else, she's going to know.
She will know.
She's going to know. So do I have a friendship and bad brows? Is this the cost of friendship these days?
I will say, from what I'm judging from her expertise, the discount is probably half off.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.